Welcome to the second hour of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Yeah, this is the hour of Chazanut. But before I get to the wonderful music for this particular program, I just want to tell you about the concert that I attended this past Saturday evening at the Hampton Synagogue. My hat goes off to Rabbi Mark Schneier on a wonderful, wonderful event honoring Chaim Wiener, who is certainly a legendary benefactor of cantorial music. Many of you may be aware that in the 80s and the 90s, he sponsored concerts in Eastern Europe, Russia, Poland, Romania, and Hungary, and so forth. And, of course, he had many concerts in Miami and throughout our country here. Well-deserved honor for Chaim Wiener. And, it was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. Full house. I think there are 400 or 500 people there. And the concert consisted of cantors who had been in concerts produced by Chaim Wiener. So let me just give you the lineup, and each one was wonderful in his own way. Yaakov Stark, Nathaniel Herstick, Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, Avi Albrecht, Benzion Miller, Yaakov Mutzen, Jeffrey Nadel, Aaron Ben Susan, Benjamin Warshawski, and Jackie Mendelson. They were accompanied by the wonderful Hampton Synagogue Choir with the conductor and maestro Yitzchak Chemov, and of course the wonderful Danny Goldar as the accompanist on the piano. It was stirring. That's all I can tell you. It was something, a once in a lifetime event, I would say, and I was very pleased to be able to attend it with many friends. Of course, Benny Rogoznitsky, Julian Price, and others. We all had a wonderful, wonderful event, an evening of an immersion. I guess it was really an immersion in the best of Chazonis. So once again, Mark, you did a great job, and I don't know what you do for an encore, but I'm sure you will. I'm sure that you'll come up with something. Okay, so it's hard to believe Hanukkah is here. Yeah, it's going too fast. I don't know how we how can we slow down the time a little. We just finished Thanksgiving, and boom, next week Hanukkah, latkes, candles, and so forth. Let's get right to the program. We'll begin with the Hanukkah brachas, Jan Pierce.
Shem Io sorrisi e me la vossero, che io sorrisi e me la vossero, poi io mi mohe in basman a sé, che io sorrisi e me la vossero, che io sorrisi e me la vossero, che io sorrisi e me la vossero, poi io mi mohe in basman a sé.
Of Jan Pierce. Okay, let's go to Haneros Halalu, and this will be Yaakov Motzin and Bensian Miller. Let me just get this straight. Yep.
It is customary.
No, that's not it. There it is. Six. Here it is.
Nero il sonno, oro valichi, alani sì, alani sì, di alve alla di flois, di alve alla crescita.
Bohem, Elohim.
un alel shimcho agadol al isrecho veyol yifleyo isrecho veyol veyol yeshuo isrecho al isrecho veyol yifleyo isrecho veyol veyol yeshuo isrecho.
Okay, that was Motzen and Miller. They were in fine form Saturday evening, as were all the Cantors. It was just a very, very special event, to say the least. Okay, David Reutemann. He became the chief cantor in Vilna in 1909, and he went on to St. Petersburg in 1912. Stayed there until 1917, when the revolution closed his synagogue. The following year saw him at the leading synagogue in Odessa, which had not felt the effects of the Russian Revolution. The difficult way of life in Russia finally forced Reutemann to emigrate to the United States in 1921, where he went on a concert tour. His first congregation in the States was the Slonimer Synagogue in 1929, where he served for 2 years. He was cantor of Congregation Shaare Tzedek in New York City from 1924 until his death in 1943, at the early age of 59. Let's hear David Reutemann. The first selection that we'll be playing of his is Vili Rushalayim Yircha.
Thank you.
Classic of Shamna Mikolam, David Reutemann.
Oh,
David Reutemann, okay. Mordechai Hirschman, he served in the Great Synagogue of Vilna in 1913 and was drafted for military service the following year by the Russian army, but was released to return to the Vilna Synagogue after his commanding officer listened and was impressed with the beauty of his voice. He continued for 7 years in the Vilna Synagogue before coming to the United States, where he went on tour before signing on as cantor of Temple Beth El of Brooklyn, where he remained for 10 years. Let's hear Mordechai Hirschman with Ovinu Malkeinu.
Corre, pensavo reina, mi E correi per dovorei no, e mi gli fei na goi, o ne posso i sei na canet, mi ari chi sei o.
Mordecai Hirschman. Okay. We're going to hear from Herman Jadlowker. That's J-A-D-L-O-W-K-E-R, Jadlowker. It's the first time I'm playing him in 41 years that I've been on the radio and the internet. There's always time for a first, event. He was born in Riga in 1877. He made his debut at the age of 22. He sang in various opera houses in the world, including the Metropolitan, during the 1935-1936 season. He went to Israel and died there in 1953. We're going to hear Herman Jadlowker chanting Ya'aleh. Herman Jadlowker. Yes, that's the way you pronounce it, Jadlowker. Okay. Gershon Sirota, the possessor of a remarkably strong tenor voice, was ranked time and time again by non-Jewish critics as being in a class with the popular contemporary opera singer Enrico Caruso. A critic describing Sirota Mozart's voice 12 years after his death, thought that, quote, he was one of the most highly trained tenors of all time, and his facile coloratura was not rivaled by any other recording tenor. Unfortunately, the quality of the recordings certainly didn't do justice, but you do get a flavor of his greatness. You know that he with his family were murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto destruction in 1943. Let's hear the great Gershon Sirota first with Ritsei. It's a tough situation. Let's hear Haven Yakir Lee, Sirota.
Haven Yakir Lee, Ephraim.
Haven Yakir Lee, Ephraim.
Im Yelet Shohar
I'm
Gershon Sirota, Zavol Kvartin. He had studied music both in Russia and in Vienna, and at one time was offered the opportunity to perform an opera, but he turned it down. He had his first position, it's in Elisavetgrad, and from there he went to Vienna's Kaiserin Elizabeth Temple, where he served 5 years before going to St. Petersburg, after which he served in Budapest for a decade. Okay, he really got around. He came to the United States on a concert tour in 1920 and decided to settle here as the cantor of Temple Emmanuel in Brooklyn, where he remained until 1930. In that year, he journeyed to Palestine, where he remained for 7 years, returning to spend his remaining years in the United States, where he passed away in New York City in 1952. Yeah, I always wondered, how did Kvartin get to Rosenblatt's funeral in 1933? And there it was. He was living in Palestine. Of course, in those days, you couldn't just get on a plane and be there, that's for sure. Okay, let's hear Zavol Kvartin with Neshama, Neshama.
Yeah.
That was who is that? Of course, Zaval Kvartin. Got a lot of chazanists coming here. I hope you're enjoying these great cantors of the past. We're going to be hearing from Joseph Schlisky next. He had his debut in New York City in 1919. For 20 years, he served at the leading congregation synagogues here in the city. He was stricken at the height of his career with a paralytic stroke in 1934 at the age of 40. He never sang again, and he passed away in 1955. So these are early recordings. Pre-1934, that's for sure. Let's hear Tikanto Shabbos, Joseph Schlisky.
Oh, Oh,
Joseph Schlisky. We'll hear closing selection will be Mizmor LeDavid, the 23rd Psalm. Joseph Schlisky.
Mizmor LeDavid, Adoshem Rayim.
Joseph Schlisky, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Wishing you a happy Chanukah. Yeah, Hanukkah coming around the corner. I'm always interested in hearing from you. A little disappointed that I didn't really get much of a response concerning my request for feedback. I did get a lot of responses about the first hour, that there are people interested in the first hour. Second hour, I don't know, maybe you just took it for granted that because my whole life has been centered on Chazonis, that there's no way that I would cut the second hour. But I'm not making any threat. I'm just telling you my disappointment that I didn't really hear from the lovers of Chazonis who I know are out there. But so may it be. I guess I have some thinking to undertake concerning the future of this program. I was a little disappointed in the lack of response of the Chazonis lovers. It seemed that those from the first hour were much more appreciative. If that's the case, well, we'll see. Anyway, it's not too late. I always really like to hear from you. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.